Janelle Chavez did not think twice when she chose to pursue what is often seen as a male-dominated profession.
I need a trade to match my personality, and why not come into construction? And growing up, I was always into like hands-on kind of things.
But Chavez soon realized that what she is learning to do may soon be replaced by machines.
I actually came across a 3D printer that actually builds houses. And I was like, oh, like, no, like, I'm actually in the industry to start building houses. Like, what am I going to do?
Reskilling is an essential part of so much of the economy right now.
Lawrence Frank of the Los Angeles Trade Technical College says while workers constantly have to learn new skills to keep up with advancing technology, jobs that require the human brain will not go away anytime soon.
The maintenance side of construction, so people that work as plumbers, right, people that work as electricians, where there has to be constant problem solving, constant, you know, decision making, those jobs are pretty secure.
Having soft skills will also help workers stay employed in the future.
So are we teaching people to be good communicators? Are we teaching people to work in teams at secondary or post-secondary level? Are we teaching people to synthesize and analyze?
Jane Oates is president of Working Nation, a campaign to help American workers prepare for future jobs. She says many high schools and universities in the United States are not keeping up with the pace of technology to prepare students.
They're teaching things that are antiquated because that's what they have the professors to do. They need to hire the faculty from business. There's nobody who knows how to do this software. We're just barely catching up on coding.
Internships or apprenticeships with industry professionals will help.
In the 21st century, you are not ever going to be done learning and adapting and figuring out how you fit into the new paradigm.
Janelle Chavez says after she graduates from trade school, she plans on working for a few years, then return to school to learn to work with electricity and solar power. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.